Welcome to the second podcast of Your Israeli Home. It is February 2nd, 2020, and this is Zalman Velvel, your Uncle Zali. Playing in the background now is the song God Bless America. I thought it was appropriate to thank the United States right up front for being a good friend to the Jewish people. It was friendly to my family who fled Russia and Eastern Europe during the massive migration of Jews from 1881 until 1920. My own ancestors on both sides of my family were among the 3 million Jews who migrated, many of them fleeing pogroms and difficult economic conditions, which were widespread. Many Americans distrusted these Jewish immigrants, but still, we persevered. Yes, the United States has been a good friend to the Jewish people, perhaps too good a friend. Perhaps even the best friend in the history of the world, outside of Israel. It has been such a good friend that 6 million Jews that live in America don't want to leave. The government of Israel expected a massive aliyah from the United States after the 1967 war, where Israel victoriously regained almost all of its original biblical land, including Jerusalem. That massive aliyah did not happen. Why? Because we American Jews grew comfortable and successful. Today there are 6 million Jews in the United States who don't want to leave. Yet. But they are thinking about it now. American Jews are changing their attitudes as I speak because anti-Semitism is increasing. We hear of more hate crimes every day and anti-Semitic incidents. Calling them incidents is a vain attempt to make them appear less violent. It doesn't work. Yes, more Jews are worried now, for the first time in our history, that America may stop being a friendly country. We are getting together now, seeking ways to counter the anti-Semitism. We Jews are good at tikkun olam, fixing the world, but I am pessimistic about the overall results, because I remember Herzl's words. Anti-Semitism cannot be cured, only avoided. I believe those words because I believe that is what God has in mind for us. He wants us in Israel becoming a light unto the world. If we don't come voluntarily, he will make us come painfully, with anti-Semitism, pogroms, torture, and finally, Holocausts. Just for your information, there are 14.5 million Jews around the world. The five largest population centers are 6.5 million Jews in Israel, including the West Bank, 6 million in the United States, 450,000 Jews in France, surrounded by 5 million Muslims who are not friendly, 400,000 in Canada, and 300,000 Jews in England experiencing the worst anti-Semitism in modern history. When we wave goodbye to the United States, please don't believe we have betrayed this country. I myself feel grateful, but we have been as good to America as America has been good to us. We have improved it in every way, in the sciences, medicine, commerce, law, education, and more. And while we should be grateful to America, now it's time to build a lasting future in Israel, for our people and our families. If you're worried that Israel cannot handle the migration of Jews to our Holy Land, remember that 1 million Russians emigrated to Israel from the late 1980s until the 1990s, when Israel's population was only 5 million. That was 20% of its total population. No country has ever handled a 20% increase in its population in such a short time. Israel handled it magnificently, with its economy and social structure remaining strong and intact. In contrast, Germany took in 1 million immigrants. While its population was 83 million, it's experiencing trouble in its economy and social structures because of only 1.5% increase in its population, not 20% like Israel. Let me close again with the words of Herzl. Therefore, I believe that a wondrous generation of Jews will spring into existence. The Maccabees will rise again. Let me repeat once more, we shall live at last as free men on our own soil. The world will be freed by our liberty, enriched by our wealth, and magnified by our greatness. Whatever we accomplish for our own welfare in Israel will react powerfully and beneficially for the good of all humanity. Jews around the world would do well to think about Herzl's words. They are as true today as they were over 100 years ago. This is Uncle Zali, Lehitraot, and Shalom, Shalom.